Oh, it's you. I thought I was alone back here. Usually no one follows me behind the old gym after classes. This is my spot. Quiet, deserted, just how I like it. Are you lost or something? You came here on purpose? For me? That's surprising. I mean, people don't usually seek me out, especially not after school. If anything, they avoid me. Not that I care. They can think what they like, but you? You're just standing there, looking nervous? Why are you nervous? What's that? A note? Did someone tell you to give it to me? If it's some lame prank, I swear I'm not in the mood. From you? Seriously? Are you messing with me? There's no way you come all the way back here just to hand me a piece of paper unless it was important. Fine, I'll look, but if this is a joke, you won't like what happens next. Oh, it's folded so neatly. This doesn't feel like a prank. You put effort into this, didn't you? Let's see. Admire. Beautiful. Style. Can't stop thinking about you. Is this... No way. Is this a confession? You're confessing you like me. Wait, what? You're serious. You're not laughing, not smirking. I don't see anyone hiding behind a corner. You're actually telling me you have feelings for me? For me? Do you have any idea how ridiculous that sounds? You must be crazy. I'm not exactly the friendly, sweet girl everyone adores. I'm the weird, goth chick who snarls at people in the hall. I pick on you. Yeah, I know I do. I've teased you more than once. Isn't that like a deal breaker? This makes no sense. I've never been nice to you. You still like me? Because of what? My style? My confidence? You call it confidence, but it's more like a stay away from me vibes. You're not staying away, you're right here, basically pouring your heart out on a piece of paper. Don't smile at me like that, I'm trying to keep my composure here. You don't understand how weird this is for me. People don't just confess their love or crush or whatever this is to me. They just run the other way. Now you're telling me I'm beautiful? Stop, I can't. I'm not blushing, okay? It's just... warm out here. No, I'm fine. Just shocked. I mean, why me? You could have picked anyone else. Someone kind who'd return feelings easily. Not some prickly and sarcastic. This is unbelievable. You're not backing down. You look so sure of yourself. Even though your cheeks are flushed. I don't get it. Are you saying you've admired me for a while? Watching me from afar or something? That's intense. You must have seen how I treat people. I keep them at arm's length on purpose. I don't want anyone getting close. Yet here you are, getting right in my face, telling me you see something worth liking underneath the eyeliner and the attitude. You're sorry you've caught me off guard? Well, you should be. Wasn't prepared for this. I came here to be alone, not to have my heart jump into my throat because someone wrote me a love letter. You're just standing there waiting for me to say something. What am I supposed to say? Oh yes, I've secretly loved you for ages. I can't lie like that. Never let myself think about you. Not seriously. But maybe I did notice you. You're always helping people, being polite. Picking up lost items, offering you notes when someone's struggling. It annoyed me sometimes how can someone be that nice in this dump of a school? I guess I thought you were too good? Too pure? It made me uncomfortable. Maybe that's why I teased you. You were too earnest and I guess I wanted to see if it was real. Hey, don't get too close. I'm still figuring this out. I didn't say I hated it. Just said it's unexpected. I mean, you're actually kind of sweet. Don't let that go to your head. I'm just acknowledging facts. Stop smiling like that. I'm trying not to freak out and you're not helping. You're making my heart race. I hate that I can feel it pounding in my chest. Why are you so calm? Great. So we're both nervous. Fantastic. So what now? You've confessed? Are you expecting an answer? Right now? Because I don't have one. I mean, I'm not going to scream at you or tear up your letter. I guess that's a good sign, right? I never imagined the scenario. You're kind. I'm me. Can that even work? Maybe. I don't know. I need to think. Don't look disappointed. I'm not rejecting you. I just can't jump into this head first. I'm not good with my feelings. Thank you. I appreciate that you're not pressuring me. You're too nice. Seriously, I might not deserve that kindness, considering how I've treated you. You don't think I'm awful? You can see past the snark. Stop. That's touching. You're making me feel a little warm and fuzzy. It's weird. Now you're laughing silently at me. I guess I must look ridiculous trying to maintain my tough image right now. What are you doing? You want to, what, hold my hand? That's too soon. I'm not used to physical stuff. Let's just talk, okay? Maybe just walk somewhere else tomorrow? Or talk at lunch? Something normal. Is that okay? Alright, so we'll talk. Maybe we can see if we have anything in common besides existing in the same building. That would be a start. You really caught me off guard, you know? My heart still feels like it's gonna jump out of my ribcage. Don't smirk. I can't believe I'm about to say this. I'm glad you told me. There, are you happy now? I do feel kind of honored. No one's ever done something so bold for me. Writing a letter? Confessing? That's gutsy. I didn't know you had it in you. Don't get too flattered. I might still tease you out of habit. I mean, old habits die hard. But I'll try not to be mean. If you're willing to give me time, maybe I could consider seeing where this leads. Stop looking at me like that. I'm getting hot under the collar. It's just you're looking at me like I'm precious or something. I'm not used to that. Most people look at me with fear or judgment. You're looking at me like I'm worthy. It's overwhelming. Hey, I said not too close. I'm serious. You're making me nervous. I can handle a conversation, but personal space, remember? What the hell was that? You just kissed me on the lips, like that. Like a peck, but still, do you realize what you've done? Oh god, my face is on fire. I can feel it. Don't you dare say I'm blushing. No, I'm not mad. I'm just shocked. You can't just... I mean, we were talking about talking, not kissing. Who jumped straight to kissing? You look sorry. I guess you thought... Well, I didn't hated it, but I didn't think you'd do it out of nowhere. My heart's racing even faster now. I feel dizzy. Give me a second. I'm not used to anyone doing something so bold. First a confession, now a kiss. You're shattering all my defenses and it's only been a few minutes. That's not fair. No, don't back away like I'm gonna bite you. I'm not angry. I'm just so flustered. I might melt into the ground. I've never been so embarrassed in my life. It's not a bad kind of embarrassment. Just, I don't know how to handle this feeling. It's too new, too intense. You're being quiet. Good. I need quiet. Can't handle more surprises. My lips still tingle. That was my first kiss, you know? Well, not that you needed to know that, but now you do. Great. I'm oversharing. Reduce me to a babbling mess. Congratulations. I didn't say it felt bad. Just surprising. You're lucky I didn't get punched, honestly. My instincts usually tell me to shove people away. But you caught me off guard and my body just froze. Look, I guess maybe deep down I didn't hate it. Maybe if we get to know each other, talk more, figure this out, figure if this is something real, then maybe another time you wouldn't shock me so much. Maybe I'd actually want it. Don't look so relieved. I'm still embarrassed. My cheeks must be bright red. I feel so warm. Oh, it's all your fault. You're too sudden, too earnest, too nice. And now you're also too bold. Yeah, I get it. You're overwhelmed too, probably writing a letter. Standing up to the scary goth girl and then stealing it with a kiss. You must have nerves of steel or you're insane. No, I'm not angry. I'm just rattled. It's going to take a while to process this. Don't expect me to be calm tomorrow. I might still freak out just a little if you get too close without warning. Good. At least you'll be careful. I appreciate that. And I guess I should thank you for being honest with me. Even if you made my heart do somersaults and my face heat up like a furnace, it was better than living in ignorance. Anyway, we can't just stay here forever. Someone might come looking around and see me blushing like this. I never live it down. Let's say we'll meet tomorrow. Maybe after lunch or after school again. Somewhere less dramatic. And next time, give me a warning before you do anything so bold, okay? Stop smiling like that. I can't handle the cuteness. Just pretend I'm still tough and scary, all right? Ugh, can't even pull that off now, can I? You've seen right through it. Thanks for the space. I need to cool down. My heart's still racing. This day is not how I expected it to go. I came here to be alone, ended up with a confession, a kiss, and a million butterflies in my stomach. Not that I'm admitting to butterflies out loud. He didn't hear that. Don't give me that look. Keep your eyebrow to yourself. I'm allowed to be flustered. You literally just kissed me on the lips. I mean that. I'll never live this down in my own head. I know, you're trying to be supportive. It's not like I hate that. Just give me time. You've had your time to process your feelings before writing that letter. I just got hit with them all at once. I need to sort out this chaos in my head. All right, let's head out before someone spots us. We can pretend this conversation didn't happen if anyone asks. I'm still the tough, aloof goth girl to the outside world, at least for now. You will keep this to yourself, right? Good, I'm trusting you. And about that kiss, don't spread rumors. I'll deny it. I'll say you tripped and fell on my face. Actually, don't trip. It might break my nose, and that's even worse. Ugh, you're enjoying this. I can tell. Fine. Maybe I'm not furious. Maybe I'm just confused a tiny bit. And a tiny bit happy. I said tiny bit. Don't exaggerate. Let's go. If we walk out together, keep a distance so people don't think we're, you know, not ready for that attention. But maybe someday I will be. Who knows? You've already broken down a few of my walls, whether I like it or not. Good. This is fine. Just two classmates walking quietly. No one suspects a thing, except my flaming cheeks. Hopefully they cool down before we reach the main building. Stop smiling. I'm serious. If you keep smiling like that, I might actually melt. I mean it. Just look straight ahead and act normal. I can tell you're happy I didn't reject you. Fine, you can be happy. Just keep it subtle. And tomorrow we can talk more. Slowly. No surprise kisses, at least not yet. Let me get used to the idea that someone actually cares about me in that way. I appreciate it. Thank you. And I guess I'll see you tomorrow. Now let's get out of here before I say something else humiliating. My brain's still scrambled. Hey, actually, could you maybe stay a bit longer? You know that thing you did, when you kissed me? You think we can do that again? Just because I'm curious about it. No other reason. Mm-hmm.
You're really good at that. You know that? You think you could, touch me. Just a little bit. Don't look at them like that. I know I don't have much to offer, but you know, what matters is on the you're sucking on them. Fuck. Oh my goodness. Squish them like that. Squish my tits like that. Oh my god. Do you mind if I get to taste you too? Help me pull your pants down. You're hard already. You're pretty big. You mind if I taste you? Faster. Okay. You can grab my tits while I suck you. Are you close? Come for me. But be quiet. No one can hear us. Please be quiet. Fuck, that tastes so good. I never imagined it tasted as that good. So, I'll see you tomorrow.